Quick math, beauties. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything just costs more. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, access from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. You improve efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. By popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Jillian. That's netsuite.com/Jillian. netsuite.com/Jillian.
When you need to refuel between meetings or running errands, or you just want a healthy snack that squashes your hunger, Wonderful Pistachios, which come in a variety of flavors and sizes, by the way, are the perfect choice to fill you up and keep you going throughout the day. Wonderful Pistachios is also a good source of protein and a zero guilt snack. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, guys, which gives you over 10% of your daily value. And with flavors like salt and pepper, sweet chili, and seasoned salt in the shelled variety, options like chili roasted, sea salt, and vinegar or jalapeno lime in the no shell variety, you're sure to please your taste buds while snacking healthy. So check out WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more about how these little green wonders can power up your day.
Hey guys, I know we're all working so hard to stay fit and healthy at home. So check out my app. I have free daily 7-minute workouts. Download the app. It's Jillian Michaels Fitness app. Download it. Do the 7-minute workouts. You don't need any equipment. There's total body workouts, ab workouts, leg workouts. You get a new one every single day. And if you want more, obviously, there's a heck of a lot more in the app. There's over 1,000 different exercises. All of my DVD workouts are in the app. I can customize a workout for you in the app. There's freaking yoga, kickboxing, HIIT training, outdoor runs, bodyweight training, free weights. There are thousands of recipes, no matter what your diet preferences are. But at the very least, please do the 7-minute workouts for free.
Welcome to Keeping It Real, Conversations with Jillian Michaels. Hello, Jillian Michaels.
We'd
like to have a
conversation
today.
Yes, I would like to have a conversation. And today's conversation is going to be with fitness expert Taylor Walker Sinning. And here's why, because you're probably thinking, well, you're a fitness expert, aren't you? Yes, I am a fitness expert. And this conversation began with Taylor, geez, I want to say 8 months ago. And I fell in love with Taylor. She is a fitness expert, but she's also a pregnancy fitness expert who happens to be pregnant.
So conveniently so.
Yes, it can be. Well, I didn't even have the notion of doing a pregnancy fitness program on the fitness app at the time. You know, we've gotten the fitness app to a place where it's doing really well. We have some of the best registered dietitians. We have over 1,000 recipes. Everything's customizable. You know, there's all my old DVD programs, all the new programs. The podcast streams through there. My blog is on there. There's a community. We have mindfulness exercises. Jim Donovan's even just done a sleep. We've got this massive platform, right? It's doing really well. And I was like, all right, great. I'm finally at a place where I need to bring on some experts that are not me, which, you know, it's time for some fresh faces. I have a platform that I can host some really special, new, talented people. And Taylor was one of them. And she's the most successful Barry's Bootcamp trainer in the history of Barry's Bootcamp. So for those of you who don't know, Barry's Bootcamp is one of the biggest fitness franchises in the world. I think if not the biggest. And she is their most popular Barry's Bootcamp instructor globally, this girl, right? So I was like, all right, you know, so I started watching her, paying attention to her, listening to her, you know, studying her social. And I was thinking, like, all right, she's special. She's got something special.
She's a proven commodity. So when we engaged in our first conversation about adding her to the platform, she was like, well, I'm pregnant. I was like, this is actually perfect. We can do a pregnancy. This is amazing. We can do a pregnancy fitness program. Because in my opinion, and this is why what I had endeavored to try and do many moons ago was create a signature tent pole program that was that is evergreen, that is there for women globally, at any point during pregnancy, first pregnancy, fourth pregnancy, to help them manage their fitness and their self-care. And then Taylor also has an inspired postnatal program as well, which we'll talk about. But there just is not that out there, Cindy. There just isn't. There's a book. There's some blogs. We all know the book, What to Expect. It's like the same book, 50 years. You know, it gets updated. It's not the same. And, you know, having been a woman that has kids that was not pregnant, no matter who I hired to work on the book or work on the workouts, it's just not the freaking same. Mm. I have never been pregnant. So, you know, and having seen Heidi go through it and having so many friends go through it, motherhood in general can be lonely. Motherhood in general can be one of the toughest jobs. It's arguably the toughest job for me. And I'm certainly not a natural at it, but... I mean, I look at my girlfriend's sister. I look at Deshanna's sister who has four kids and she is a natural at it. Mm. And Elena just had a fourth baby a year ago. That's Deshanna's sister. And she was talking about like feeling guilty that she didn't do X or she didn't do Y and she didn't do Z. And I was like, Elena, you don't get to say that because if you're feeling guilty, holy hell, how do the people like me feel, you know? And I realized there are so many conversations that we're not allowed to have right now. And we all know, you know, cancel culture. It's become something that almost has no power anymore because we hear about it all the time. But it's such a dangerous thing in general and in particular when it comes to pregnancy.
Mm, yeah.
And there's a story that I'll talk about, you know, coming up with Taylor. But many of you are probably familiar how I had made a conversation or I had made a comment, when asked about pregnancy 15 years ago and I expressed some fear and oh my God, Cindy, I watched my popularity score. It's called a Q score, right? The top score is 50. There are a few people in the world that have it, all men, mind you. It was Michael Jordan. It was Tom Hanks. All had 50s. They both had 50s. And mine was really high, right? They were talking to me about a daytime show. I was, was really doing well. This came out in conjunction, like this came out, I think, before. And then there was the, you know, the fake diet pill scandal that I was making diet pills that kill people, which was totally not true. It doesn't matter because it's, you know, like people believe whatever they read. Cut to... This came out and overnight, my popularity score dropped in half. Hmm. Overnight.
But what do you think it is that makes every time you say something, I think it's because you say things with conviction and then people skew it to their interpretations of where they think you come from. Because
we could talk about me all day long, right? And how there are just certain characters that, you know, get villainized by the press because it makes good clickbait. And yeah, I'm one of those, true. Right? There are ones that are like, I mean, not to sound like a jerk, but like they had Trump saying, we'll all be vaccinated by spring. And everybody saying, you're a liar. You're trying to kill people, right? They had Biden saying it. They put both headlines side by side. CNN, he's a liar. He's trying to kill people. He's a sociopath. He just cares about money. Biden says it. Same CNN headline goes, wow, isn't this amazing? What a miracle. So there are some of us that it's just like we make, you know, they showed Meghan Markle, you know, where she says during pregnancy, getting just torn asunder. They showed Kate Middleton saying it. Yep. And getting it completely. Isn't she an angel? Bob could have said anything under the sun and he was an angel. And then it's like, for me, you know, I could say the same exact thing and I'm a bitch and I'm stupid and, you know, I don't know what I'm talking about and a fraud, all this stuff. Mm. So it's some of us, you know, that's me. That is Jillian. And we could talk about the personas that get pushed into that category.
But then it becomes this self-fulfilling prophecy because it's like they post the headline, clickbait, Jillian's a bitch, clickbait, Jillian's a bitch, and then it just makes money. So yeah. You're like, all right, whatever. You know, you just get used to it. With that said, though, that's not even the bigger picture. I think what happened is, you know, you've got this cancel culture that is, what are the things we're not allowed to say? We're not allowed to say when we don't like something. We're not allowed to say when something scares us. We're not allowed to say something that makes other people feel afraid. Or there are certain things that the world has inherently taken care of. If you commit a hate crime, you go to jail. If you're prejudiced in the workplace, you get sued. Like, we've got these checks and balances. But if you're not allowed to say things like, oh my God, I had this baby and I couldn't attach to it. Like, you're a monster. You're a savage. Mm-hmm. But I think other people are afraid that they're going to feel that way. So it's like, oh my God, shut up. Cause you're making people scared, you know? Or when you're like, I'm afraid of the changes that will happen with my body. Then they're like, oh my God, am I not going to bounce back? You shut up, you bitch, you shut up. You hate women. You hate pregnant women. Cause it's scary. And I think that when you, but if you don't allow these conversations to happen, how can we ever become less afraid? How can we ever become educated? How can we ever, because knowledge is power. So when you're not, and pregnancy has so many taboos you're not allowed to talk about. And I mean, go ahead.
No, it just reminds me of something else I had read recently about, you know, how we project our, it's not just project, but something else, project our own fears on to what other people are saying.
I think about the headline that should have been when it was like, don't you want to get pregnant? And by the way, I mean, there were other thoughts I had about adoption that has always been important to me, but isn't for everybody. And there were certain elements of, you know, the fact that I had PCO. I say had because I don't really struggle with it at all anymore, ever, never. Mm. But I used to go to the hospital for cysts bursting and checking to see if I had internal bleeding. Like, it was really bad when I was a kid. Because I didn't understand about what I was eating or what I was doing or how I could reverse it. Anyway, blah, blah, blah. I imagine, you know, nowadays, if someone had said, you know, man, it's scary for me. Like, I find it scary to feel out of control with your body. I would have been like, even Jillian Michaels finds it intimidating, you know?
And, right.
Like, even Jillian Michaels finds it to be overwhelming, is intimidated by it. Like, don't feel so alone. Like, a woman that can control so many different aspects of her health and her body. And I do, and I can. Mm. And that's overwhelming to me. Like, shouldn't that have been an opportunity to open up the comp? But instead it was like, this bitch.
And negative clickbait, you know, so much more popular. Oh,
she thinks pregnancy ruins a body, which Ariana Huffington did. That was Ariana Huffington who did that, who, by the way, deleted the story.
Oh, good.
It's such a major, well, it was Jillian Michaels thinks pregnancy ruins a body because I never said it. So it was thinks, because it's like, oh man, isn't that a great headline? Click, 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 click. Never said it. Never said anything like it. I was like, man, I find it, you know, kind of scary, like a little intimidating. Mm-hmm. It's scary to me a little bit. And it was Jillian Michaels thinks pregnancy ruins a body. But the whole point of this is that I feel very strongly there needs to be somebody out there that can say it. It's never going to be me, because I'm always going to be the one that everyone's like, well, look at this bitch and look what she did. Mm. She's such a bitch. But it's like, I'll always be the character, the Trump, the Meghan Markle, the Hillary Clinton, the whatever, the one that everyone loves to, you know, put Zing. In, like, yes, like spin the vernacular, whatever, because it just is. So somebody's got to be able to say it. And somebody's got to be able to say it in a way that you can open the conversation. You can allow women to say what they want to say. You can create a safe space for dialogue and information. You can create a program that, you know, has everything you need, all of the information, all of the tools, all of the support, with an expert who's relatable and who has been pregnant and is currently pregnant. And so that's what my hope is for Taylor Walker Sinning. That's her full name, and her program. And I am so excited to have her on today, in anticipation of the launch of her program. She is the first. We have Jamie McFadden on the fitness app now. But Taylor Walker is the first to have a full program specifically designed just for the app. I'm really excited. So I hope you guys love her as much as I do. Big or small, some things just make your house feel like home. And Jenny Kane's home collection has something for every room to do just that, no matter what your style is. Their new Sonoma collection is totally mine. I have the cotton and cashmere pillows. They're super cuddly, just like me. Seriously though, Jenny Kane makes designing and decorating your home easy. Their timeless furniture is built to last forever. From their cedar stump crafted from reclaimed wood to the leather safari chair or the exceptionally designed Pacific bed. Jenny Kane creates California-inspired classics for any room. So find your forever pieces at jennykane.com and get 15% off your first order when you use the code Jillian Michaels at checkout. That's 15% off your first order at jennikayne.com. Promo code Jillian Michaels. jennykane.com. Promo code Jillian Michaels. This episode is sponsored by Skillshare. And if you're looking for an online learning community that offers membership with meaning, you guys have to check out Skillshare. They have so much to explore and projects to create, plus the support of fellow creatives that helps empower you to grow. I mean, I love this one. It's called Find Your Style, 5 Exercises to Unlock Your Creative Identity. And it's taught by Andy J. Pizza. And it's all about unpacking who you are and figuring out what good means to you to put that into the things you make. Practice makes progress with Skillshare's short lessons and hands-on projects. Plus, an annual subscription is less than $10 a month. Explore your creativity at Skillshare.com/Jillian and get a free trial of premium membership. That's Skillshare.com/Jillian for a free trial of premium membership. Skillshare.com/Jillian. Okay, we are back with Taylor Walker Sinning. I have been singing your praises, T, for a good 10 minutes. So I'm excited to introduce everybody to you, and I'm even more excited to launch your program on the fitness app. My friend, welcome to the show. How are you? What's going on? When are you due?
In like tomorrow. No, I have right. 3 weeks. Seconds. So I feel 5 seconds. I'm very pregnant with baby number 2. So I'm just kind of living in the space of soaking up my firstborn and just so excited for the launch of the program.
Yeah, I, you know, you and I were talking briefly before we started recording and I made you stop talking because I wanted to really share everything you're feeling and everything you're going through with everybody listening who has maybe been pregnant or is currently pregnant, who has 2 kids and feels like, you know, they're potentially a little overwhelmed. And you talk about soaking up your firstborn. And what do you mean by that? So like, how are you feeling about that? Is there a sense of mourning just it being you and your husband and your firstborn, or at the same time as like being excited about the second? Like, how are you feeling?
That's exactly it. But I also, you know, I spent so much time over the course of my 2.8 years with him trying to find balance, work-life balance. And I love what I do. I'm so passionate about what I do and that I have the flexibility and the privilege to have time with him, but then also have time to be me. But I think in this rat race of modern motherhood, there's definitely that sense of you're guilty no matter what you do, right? So I've really taken this time in this last month leading up to delivery to just experience my little human on a different level. So it's like, it's just practicing presence in a completely different way, which also makes you a little bit wistful. Like, why didn't I do this early on? Because you can really capture how amazing your person is. So it's just a little bit of everything all rolled into one, a little nostalgia, a little like our trio is about to turn into a whole new dynamic. It's wow, mom and dad, like we created this incredible person who's saying please and thank you and excuse me. And it's like, right. What? It's an honor and it's a privilege. And like doing it in 2020 was just a cluster. So, you know, we're making it to the other side. We've gotten through and now we're anticipating, you know, a little girl, which is going to be a completely different experience. Cause he is just a madman. So I just can't wait to, for her to show me who she is. And, you know, we're excited.
You know, I know why I wanted you to share the fitness app platform with me. And I've talked a little bit about that. And I know, you know, I've explained why I think it's so important that there be a tentpole go-to signature program that is there for expecting mommies and postpartum. But I mean, this is your program. Why is it important to you? What does it mean to you? Why did you create it? Because you created it, just for everybody listening. I did. This is all Taylor. She created the whole program from start to finish, beginning to end. And it's truly inspired. And I just want to hear from you why it matters, why you're passionate, what your trainer logic is behind it and all of that.
Oh God, I think I can go on this whole podcast about the why behind it. But, you know, when I first got pregnant, and even as a fitness professional, I feel like I was completely overwhelmed with the no's, what I couldn't do, what I couldn't eat, how I couldn't move my body. And this idea of restriction that was constantly thrown in my face versus hearing what I can do, how I can move my body, what are the benefits of actually moving my body? How do I connect to this new body, right? And it also gave me like this completely astounding connection with my female clients that I didn't have before. Right? I went from the space, I worked as a fitness model for years. Genetics plays a huge role in that. Now you go through motherhood and postpartum and you're dealing with bodily changes and mindset, postpartum anxiety. And we'll get to that a little bit down the road, but you're dealing with so much change. And being in the fitness space, teaching fitness for years and years and years, I was overwhelmed with what do I do and how do I do it? So that was an opportunity for me to say, how can I share with women what they can do? Not tell them what they can't do, show them what to do, how to do it, how to adapt, and then ultimately feel empowered by their own changing body and not hindered by, oh, I've gained 10, 20, 30 pounds or whatever it is. Say, I'm going to be the healthiest me possible. And a big part of that is also going back to where mental health and breathwork plays a role in your pregnancy and your postpartum experience.
I was, I just got sent all of the videos from Julie who works with Taylor and I, and it's like core work and pelvic floor, breath work and strength and mobility. And I was like, oh my God, this woman has left. I literally was like, I'm going to need some time. You sent me like 20 different, I can't turn this around right away. But I remember thinking like, wow, it was this morning. Forgive me. Every minute is like an eternity right now.
Agreed.
These times, Taylor. But I immediately thought, like, wow, she has literally covered everything from maintaining your fitness to preparing you for labor to your state of mind, self-care. It's how do you think because you've already had your son and are in the unique position of being currently pregnant, you know everything that needs to get done and are simultaneously experiencing it? And if I am a first-time mom, what does that look like? You know, can you talk a little bit about these different components of the program that you created?
Sure. I think definitely going through the experience already, I was ready for pregnancy, right? Like I was going to tackle it as a trainer. I was so lucky with my first. I didn't experience a lot of sickness. I got out of it. What I wasn't prepared for was those postpartum weeks and how much that the mental and physical actually takes a toll. 2 weeks out, all the endorphins roll away. And then all of a sudden you're left with what feels like an empty vessel. And how do you climb back to a place where you feel like yourself again? And what does that look like? And what tools can you utilize to get yourself back there, right? So when I was breaking down the program, core breath work and connection is the powerhouse of A, you know this in regular fitness, your movement anyway, but also it's where we're housing a baby, where we feel the most impact, and also how we relay the foundation to get back to moving our bodies safely and effectively. But your breath is also that powerhouse to center you, get you through the anxiety, to help you just take that second that you need as a mother to get through the next moment of the day. So when I was thinking about...
I love that. Get through the next moment of the day, which, yes, by the way, doesn't actually change pregnant or not pregnant. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, I have friends with kids in college and they're like, dear God, you know, it's just, mm-hmm, you're right. It's like, what's coming? I think it gets a little easier, but it's never...
Yeah, yeah, it's just like every single phase comes with something, and then all of a sudden it's over. And I think especially as a first time mom, you often have like this guilt of, I was so worried about everything, every step of the way, that I didn't enjoy it. And everyone tells you, enjoy it, it goes so fast. But you almost don't believe them because you're dealing with so many other things that we don't talk about, because Instagram is this glossy place where everyone just loves being a mom, and, yes, you know, life is always perfect and breastfeeding is super easy. And I'm like, I couldn't even walk to a stop sign and back, like to the end of my block in Black, the first week that I was postpartum. And, you know, imagine now your average everyday woman who is just completely overwhelmed by our society that just says they should love every moment of being mother. They should bounce their body back as quick as possible. They shouldn't have gained that much weight during pregnancy. That messaging just consistently thrown at them is overwhelming. And it's like, we need to come together as modern mothers and say, this shit is hard, harder than I ever expected. And most women have to go back to work after 6 weeks and go sit at a desk. And at 6 weeks, you're not even close to where you need to be mentally, let alone physically, to be able to re-enter society. I mean, postpartum care is extremely, extremely limited in terms of what we need as mothers. So when creating the program, it was a mind, body, soul approach to prenatal fitness that my hope is can encourage women to utilize some of those tools and those early postpartum weeks, the core breathing, the breath connection, you know, the mindset shift and the happiness and the self-worth that I talk about throughout the program, and help them relay their foundation so that they have a happier, healthier postpartum journey.
You know, I wanted to ask you about pregnancy fitness myths. and I realize right now that it doesn't hold a candle to, I think, some of the more taboo conversations that you've touched upon that we're not allowed to have. That I don't think I told you this, T. I had been asked before I had two kids, obviously, if I wanted kids. Mm-hmm. I said I thought so because I genuinely wasn't sure. I was like, I think so. They asked me, I think, about pregnancy, and I said, I'm thinking about adopting. And I had said, to be quite honest, and I was like, I don't know that I can handle putting my body through the process. And I did mean, like, to a certain extent, I meant if there was fertility treatments and it was scary. But I also genuinely meant it scared me. Taylor, I meant it scared me. I genuinely meant I'm scared. And I didn't know it wasn't okay to say. And I legit meant, like, I'm afraid a delivery would scare me. I'm afraid, mm-hmm, of losing control of my body. That scares me. Like, I'm afraid. I'm a little bit afraid. And I've always kind of just, I think if you have this calling for adoption, like, there is a reason.
Absolutely.
But, you know, but that's not, that was not even part of the conversation. I legit was scared. And holy shit, I have never been more attacked in my entire professional career. And I thought, holy shit, are we not allowed to? I had no idea we weren't allowed to talk about it. Like, I worry about women that are scared and are pregnant if they're not even allowed to be in that place to have other women say, like, yeah, it's fucking scary. Mm-hmm. I'm scared. Or don't be scared. It turns out okay. And here's what you need to do. Or can I ask you, like, what do you think are some of these really dangerous, shitty taboos that women are shamed for thinking or feeling or needing to talk about? Because if they can't talk about it, how can you help, mm-hmm, them manage any anxiety or fear? Like, what are some of the things you think are the most troubling or the, you know? the biggest taboos?
I mean, there's probably a million, honestly. And listening to your story, I am so thankful that now, like for me, a place social media has, it's a double-edged sword, right? Like when I was able to put out there that I struggled with postpartum anxiety and I asked for help, my DMs just like overflowed because people feel like they have to be these perfect moms. And if they're not connecting with their baby right away, they're like, something's wrong with me. They automatically assume something is wrong with them. You know, for me, I loved CJ from the second he went, came out, but not in this overwhelming, all encompassing, I'm this yes. perfect mom kind of way. It took time. Yep. I am so much more in love with him today, almost 3 years later, than I was in those early weeks. So being okay with saying I'm not okay, like that conversation needs to consistently happen. Like if you're, you know, you have this postpartum rage or, and it could be something as small as you're crying a couple of times a week or a few times a week. And there's a certain level of baby blues that I think we all experience. But if there's bigger issues there, like you obviously want to talk to your doctor and, you know, we're not screened enough. You go to your 6 week checkup. And people think that 6 weeks, you're supposed to hop back in bed and you're supposed to feel like yourself. And it's such bullshit. 6 weeks is like that starting point where you can maybe start thinking about how you're going to move your body again or how you might start to feel like yourself again. It's that point where you're like, maybe I feel 30% like myself. And where can I take baby steps to go from here? And I think it's that 6 week conversation where people think they have to get back to normal. And the idea that, you know, postpartum depression, postpartum anxiety is something wrong with them because it has nothing to do
with. In large part, it's biochemical.
Exactly.
I remember watching my ex go through it and like not knowing, not understanding what was wrong or what was going on with her. And I think it's your progesterone just falls off of a cliff mm-hmm. and it's like plunging. It's almost, you're right. There's no. To a varying degree, it's entirely likely you're going to experience mm-hmm. that. And I think if you can't open that conversation for someone to say, hey, look, don't be afraid. This could happen. Or it's okay mm-hmm. to be afraid. You'll come through it. There's help. There's this. There's mm-hmm. that. You could experience feeling the rage, all of what you're talking about.
The moments. Yeah. And like, you know, people, I think what we do in our circles, especially as women, is we normalize some of this stuff. So you think that, you know, a lot of us think like, oh, I hate my husband. I never want to talk to him. I hate my partner and I never want to talk to them again. And like, there's going to be like a learning curve. And like, I want that to be part of our postpartum program is like conversations to have with your partner. So you don't experience, you know, that level of rage where it's like, your life didn't change, but my life did. And, you know, all of that stuff that goes on with it. But it's such a varying degree from moment to moment of feelings that you could feel, physical and mental. So it's like having that conversation. And I know my OB this time around is screening much more often, having tougher conversations. Cause I'm like, I worry about my postpartum anxiety coming back. It's the last thing I want to deal with again. And they're like, okay, what are you doing right now to help you with that anxiety? And what can we do together? And I said, I wanted to share it with you because we moved during my last postpartum experience. So I didn't get to see them. I've been screened 3 times, which is fantastic, but it's also coming from a younger PA in the practice that really wants to push this initiative. So I'm hoping that conversation just keeps shifting to postpartum care. And obviously prenatal, anything you can do prenatally ultimately affects you and postnatal life. However, if you're experiencing these symptoms, how do you work through them and ask for the help that you need?
You know, we got to take a break, but when we come back, I want to talk about this postpartum program that you have been conceiving, pun intended, since our first conversation many months ago. So stick with us. We will be right back with Taylor Walker Sinning.
If you're looking to give somebody a unique piece of jewelry, check out Ana Luisa.
They not only make for great gifts, but they're a perfect treat to give yourself because their pieces start at just $39. And since I'm a huge fan of sustainability, one of the things I love most about Ana Luisa, aside from their awesome designs, is that they offset 100% of their carbon emissions from sourcing their raw materials to the disposal of their pieces. Can I just say how much I love my Poetry Bold bracelet? It's beautifully made and perfect for everything from a trip to the grocery store to an evening event. Ana Luisa is jewelry made from the best noble metals, no luxury markup, and a 365-day warranty. So go treat yourself and your loved ones with some beautiful, sustainable jewelry. Head to analuisa.com/Jillian and use my code Jillian to get 10% off. That's analuisa.com/Jillian, promo code Jillian. Quick math, beauties. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything just costs more. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, access from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. You improve efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. By popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Jillian. That's netsuite.com/Jillian. netsuite.com/Jillian.
We are back with fitness expert and pregnancy fitness expert, both, because you don't get both. I'm not both. You're both. Taylor Walker Zinning. And T, we are going to be talking about your upcoming program, the postnatal program idea that you, as I mentioned, conceived of ages ago in a Zoom call that you and I had, that is truly inspired, in my opinion. Can you talk a little bit about what you want to do there?
Sure. So I think about, which we discussed earlier, is just like that 6 week kind of in between phase of you figuring out what your new role as mama is, whether it's first time around or second time around, third time around, whatever that is. And the mental kind of aspect of that and the rehab aspect of that, because you're living in a new body, you're not getting any sleep, you're figuring out how do I feel happy, you know, at least in some point of the day. So we were having the conversation. I was like, okay, I'm in postpartum life. What did I need, right? Dealing with postpartum anxiety. I needed a tribe to tell me that it was going to be okay. I wanted to figure out how to get my happiness back. And I wanted to just my time with, and I talked to so many moms that were like, we go on walks and like walking was my therapy and you throw on a podcast. So thinking about the postnatal program, I want it to be a bridge program where we have some walk tracks so we could walk and talk together. And I want to be part of your mama tribe, talking about everything from conversations with your partner to holding space for yourself and how to set boundaries. Because a lot of times we don't know how to do that, especially when you're trying to do it all as a first-time mom and you forget about yourself. And then my turning point, and I think this would be a turning point for so many women as we walk and talk, is how to build a tangible happiness plan. And it's not, I'm not talking about 30 days, 60 days, 90 days. I'm talking about how do you want to feel 365 days from now? And of course, do fitness and nutrition play a role in that? Yes, because they fuel our strength, our empowerment. They fuel the way that we feel physically. But there are other things that are incorporated in that. Like, how are you going to carve out time for self-care? How are you going to see your girlfriends? We're coming out of the most insane year of most of our lives. And like, yeah, we're getting some of our freedoms back. So now what does that look like to you, you know, a year from now? We see how quick a year goes. And then ultimately, that breathing and core connection piece plays a major role. And you can start utilizing that breath work that we worked on in the prenatal phase immediately, like the day you come home postpartum, breathing has such an impact on rehabbing your diastasis recti and, you know, whether you had a vaginal or C-section birth, you know, your breath and your core work in that regard, if you do that for 6 weeks, you're going to be in such a great place to ease back into your fitness. And then I want to slowly bring body weight and then add resistance towards the end to bring you kind of full circle into that, where you were prenatally.
You know, you mentioned diastasis recti. I cannot escape that question. It never stops. You know, I mentioned in the beginning of this show how all the typical pregnancy myths of, you know, can your body temperature get to here? Can I work out as hard as I used to? You know, like you cover all that. It's covered. Don't worry. You walk them through every single thing, every step of the way, all 40 weeks. And, you know, all those questions are answered. Don't worry about it. And, you know, we're going to take this opportunity in this show to get into bigger stuff, but the diastasis question, the C-sections question, the loose skin, the belly pooch, what do I do? Will this help me? So I thought, first off, can we talk about diastasis recti? What is it? Mm-hmm. And will this program help mitigate the potential of whether or not you end up having a diastasis recti, the severity or the potential of lessening, mitigating that? Will the postpartum program help recover from potential C-section, diastasis recti? Mm-hmm. Talk about those things. What are they? What can we do? Is there help? Because women just feel like, I don't know what to do. It's been years. It's been months. It's been this. It's been that.
And the thing is, people think they can't help, you know, get help even if they're, you know, 6 years postpartum or 6 days postpartum, that they just have to live with this body. Now, I highly, highly recommend perinatal and postnatal pelvic floor therapy. If you have access to a pelvic floor therapist, it is such an amazing tool to utilize to, you know, having a practitioner like that to help you with your own particular journey. Now, with that said, the core breathing that you'll learn throughout the program can help with diastasis recti and any type of birth that you have vaginally or C-section. So what is diastasis recti? It's abdominal separation, which most women experience. It just has varying degrees. And it takes time to heal, but you don't have to immediately think, I have to do surgery. Your breath, your pelvic floor work, the core breathing, diaphragmatic breath that you work with in tandem with your pelvic floor can help rehab in an exceptional way. So much more than you could even believe. So doing the core breathing, laying the foundation early on, getting to know how that works, and then functionally taking that into those early postpartum weeks, and then slowly adding different exercises to that, like cat-cow, glute bridges, pelvic tucks, quad extensions, you know, different exercises in varying degrees, then adding a little resistance, like a resistance band. And then ultimately, again, 6+ weeks, you're going to be in a completely different place. So hopefully this program will allow you to, no matter how you delivered, take your power into your own hands, get to know your body, get to know your needs. And then ultimately, if you can tailor that on, no pun intended, with a pelvic floor specialist, you're going to be in a great place. And a lot of people, they struggle with incontinence. They struggle with painful sex, and they think that they have to. But the reality is there are tools that you can utilize, like the core breathing belly pump and like a pelvic floor specialist, to help you work on your C-section scar, self C-section scar massage, 2 to 3 minutes a day, different tools that you can utilize so that you can have a happy, happy, healthy sex life, that you're not, you know, peeing every time you sneeze in postpartum. But just like any other muscle, you have to, you have to strength train it, and you have to, and it takes time. I think people really have to understand that it takes time. It's not going to happen in 30 days. You know, most of us start to feel like ourselves physically, realistically, more at a year.
And when you're hearing these terms like diaphragmatic breathing and glute, but don't worry, because that is what Taylor does and what she's going to take you through. and show you all of it and teach you all of it. And she is an expert in this, and she has gone through it and is currently going through it. Mm-hmm. And again, that just reiterates why I couldn't think of a better person on the planet to offer a signature tentpole program during pregnancy and post-pregnancy to support women physically and emotionally while they are going through this really life-changing, mm-hmm. I don't even know what other word, what's the word? It's got to be the most profound thing you can go through.
Life-altering, like universe-changing, yes. Like, I mean, there really are no words. I mean, you're a mom, you get it. It's just like...
Not like this though, mama. I never went through, and I gotta be honest, I stick to what I said, and I'm not ashamed. I have nothing but so much admiration, and the fact that I would literally never change my mind on it. Like, adopting was for me. There's mm-hmm. again, that's just a totally separate conversation. But my son, my ex had our son, and I gotta be honest, there's not a day that goes by that I'm like, thanks for that. Like, you know, I'm like, thank you for doing that for all of us involved.
I appreciate you.
I do. And it's not to say that I don't know. I've trained many pregnant women over mm-hmm. the course of my, it's not to say that I don't know you will come back. And you know, even all of the research that I learned while writing a book about pregnancy fitness is like, not only can you come back, you know, 100%, you can even come back better.
Stronger.
You take the baby's growth hormones and you can be, you know, and then your child will be a better athlete. And I know all of that, but it doesn't take away from, like, you're like, and then you go through the painful sex period. Mm-hmm. I'm like, oh God, you know, like that's, you know, nobody wants to go through a period of painful sex. That's, but you'll be fine and you'll come through it and it's all okay. But I love more than anything that you are talking about it and you are proof that it's like, you know, this is normal and there is, you know, you'll come through this and mm-hmm. I'm going to help you. And I just, I wish I could have been that person, but it's like, as a person that didn't go through it, and then I found you. I even though I planned on doing a regular fitness program with you, which we will do once you complete the postpartum program, so people can stay with Taylor Walker Sinning in all aspects of their health and wellness in all stages of their lives. I am, I think that you are very special and I think this is very special and I'm so excited that I get to be a small part of it. So guys, the program is on the fitness app, but everything Taylor Walker exists in the world in a million other places. T, where can we find you? Where do we learn more about you? How do we follow you? Even though Cindy's going to say, and I'll put it all in the show notes. I still like, how do I subscribe to the Taylor Walker tribe? Tell everybody.
You are amazing. I have a blog, taylorwalkerfit.com, Instagram, Taylor Walker Fit. Every other social handle is Taylor Walker Fit. So slide into my DMs, say hello, and just let me be a part of your mama tribe because it's not easy, but it is a freaking magical ride.
You are fantastic, Teeth.